All right, welcome to Black Ops Truth Extractor. I'm going to go over some very, very cool underground ways of finding out if someone's lying to you or not. Now, this is awesome, and this is going to be an in-depth little mini course that's going to go over a lot of different ways that you can find out pretty surely if someone's telling you the truth or not. So sit back, listen, and enjoy. This is going to be a fun one. All right, the first thing you're going to want to do, and this is pretty obvious, is notice signs of them lying, okay? You don't want to just start accusing anybody anytime of lying, and obviously you want to be ignorant to the fact if it's happening. So you want to look for different signs. When you do notice something, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to look for, when you do notice something, never tell them immediately. Never confront them right then and say, hey, you know, are you lying to me? I'll show you how to handle that. What you usually want to do is wait a while and wait for some other cues and some other ideas. You'll find out soon enough. But the key here is you don't want to confront them, because as soon as you do, they're going to back up. They're going to get defensive. They're going to immediately start showing signs of agitation and irritability. So you don't want to call them out immediately. You want to wait for some more signs. And before I give you these, I just want to mention one thing that's really cool is this you can use to your advantage in so many ways, especially using Black Ops, other Black Ops techniques, and using hypnosis and persuasion in general. When you can detect if someone's lying, you have an edge above them. You immediately are on a pedestal in that conversation. And that is what Black Ops is all about, is being on a pedestal and being able to control any conversation. If you give them no wiggle room, you obviously are what we call the alpha situation. All right, now let's get to some actual signs of deception, some things you can look for, some ways you can tell if someone is lying to you right then. The most common way to tell if someone's lying to you is really simple, is actually to just listen to them. It's actually what they are saying. There's a couple major clues here I will give you to find out if someone's lying to you. First, let's go with the direct verbiage. If you are actually directly asking them, you know, did you lie to me about this? Now, here, this is really interesting. We'll take that for example. If you said, did you lie to me about this last night? If the person says, I wouldn't ever do that. If they use a contraction, wouldn't, or I can't lie to you, you know that, can't. There's a 60% chance if they use a contraction that they are telling the truth. If he said, I could not do that to you, or if he said, I would not do that to you, chances are that he is actually lying to you. So one more time to make that clear. The contraction, if they say can't, wouldn't, something like that, any kind of contraction, then that means they're probably telling you the truth. If they use the full two words, would not, could not, you know, cannot, then they probably are lying. 40% chance. I would not base your whole decision. But that's just a real basic, and this is going to give you an idea of how this course will run. That's just a really basic one that you can do, is the contraction test. 60% chance they're telling the truth if they use a contraction. So obviously we don't want to base our whole thing on that. You want to use a collective addition of all of these that I'm going to teach you. Obviously watching someone's nervousness is a very important aspect when you're trying to lie detect. But something you probably didn't think of is what they call the Freudian slip, which this is kind of funny. If he does make a Freudian slip, if he says, I meant to tit that waiter instead of tip, something like that, then excuse the French, but something like that, then he probably is lying. That is actually a fact that it's been studied a lot. When someone's really nervous, not only do they stumble their words, they actually end up making Freudian slips. All right, here's another one that's really important. And we're still on, let's not forget, we're still on the basis of you asking them, did you lie to me? So we're doing the old, good old-fashioned call out. If you call them out and he immediately starts not answering the question, doesn't say, no, I didn't lie to you, says, you know, in this case, if I did lie to you, I would have a good reason to. If he immediately starts trying to explain, you know, not that I did do it, not that I did do that, but if I did, you know, I kind of have a good point in it, then you can bet your bank account that he is lying to you. So that's a really, you know, it's a pretty common one. And you will see, surprisingly, people do this. But if they just start immediately saying, well, no, I didn't. But if I did, it's not that big of a deal. It's a dead-on lie. The biggest one is if they talk too much. The biggest way to tell when you directly ask them this is all verbal stuff you're reading from these people, is if they talked. If someone lied, they're going to be very uncomfortable with staying silent. They're going to want to talk and talk and talk until they completely have sold you on the fact that they are telling the truth. Okay? And this is, if you have ever been around a pathological liar, which I unfortunately have, you will see they just incoherently talk and talk and talk and talk. And it's because they're always trying to cover their ass. All right, so that was some good verbal ways to do it. Some good ways to lie detect and find out if there's something going on there. And we're not getting too deep yet, we're going to, but this is just simple ways of detecting that there might be something amiss. You don't want to necessarily chalk it up as total truth unless they're talking extremely, extremely fast over and over and over. Then you have a pretty good idea. But the other ones are more just general, you know, we want to get our hands out there and kind of see what's going on. The second one, which is also a really important one, is seeing how they're acting. And just like how they're verbally saying things to you, you also want to see how they physically are looking at you and how they're acting, how their emotions are. One big important thing to keep a lookout for is timing. If someone has really bad timing, usually it's because they're a little bit guilt-ridden. You'll watch them make a comment about being really happy or not nervous, and then you'll see a delayed reaction between them making a comment of how they feel at that moment and then expressing it. That's a sign that they are possibly lying to you. That's a sign of being guilt-ridden. So be on the lookout for that. People that actually make an expression after they tell you they're going to make it. If someone's happy, they're going to be looking happy while they're telling you they're happy. If someone's upset, they're going to already be looking upset. They're not going to magically switch to upset after they bring it up to their attention. So that's something definitely to look for. One more thing about watching their facial movements. Note that you really want to focus on their mouth area. Strangely enough, that is where most of their tension will be. Okay? So look for them making mouth gestures that are abnormal. Literally stare at their mouth. The mouth really does say a lot in if someone's lying or not. And the last one for a physical being or emotional state to look out for, and this one's kind of funny, is the mechanical look. Be aware if the person you're talking to, especially when they're stating any kind of fact that could be a lie, but be aware if they're very mechanical and not relaxed at all and not, you know, that just seem very uptight. Usually that's a really good sign. You know, look for them actually moving kind of in a mechanical fashion. For some reason, that usually has a pretty strong hint that they might not be telling you the truth. All right, staying on the same idea as the emotional state and how people look, let's talk about some body language ideas, because this was very important, probably should have even been said before even the vocal language. But it's very important to notice what kind of body language the person is giving you while they are talking to you. And this is really great for all aspects. If you have not listened to the rest of the course, make sure you dive deep into that, because body language is really very important for Black Ops techniques. All right, just like a child, a person lying to you usually is scared to make eye contact. And if you've been around children much, I'm sure you've seen this, which is so hysterical. But if a young child is lying to you, they never will look you in the eye. Doesn't matter how old. That is just immediately, they do not want to look you in the eye. And this goes for adults as well. If someone's lying to you, they will usually, 99% of the time, not look you in the eye because it will make them uncomfortable. They just don't like the thought of staring down the person that they're betraying at that moment. Now, you will find expert liars will easily bypass this one. All right, if the person you're talking to is not uptight and acting mechanical, there is one more cue to look for. See if they are shrugging a little bit. All right, that is usually a sign of either not being sure in what you're telling the person or lying to them, because both of them obviously have similar traits. But see if they have a little bit of a shrug to them while they're giving you their delivery. You've probably heard before that if someone scratches their nose, they're lying to you. I will go ahead and dispel that rumor and also say it's true, so make sure I thoroughly confuse you. It is true if someone scratches their face area or just has hand movements toward the face. That can be mouth, ears, nose, eyes. Then, and especially in a fidgety matter, that it is a good chance that they could be telling you a lie. Now, more importantly than that, if someone has hands more in the chest area, if they're touching their chest in that area when they're talking, then chances are they are not lying to you. and the chances are actually better in that. So instead of looking for if they're touching their face, look for if they're actually touching their chest, and you know they're telling the truth, especially if they have a fully opened hand to the chest. A couple more body language telltale signs to look for is if he's reluctant to not only look at you in the eye, but to face you, okay? A lot of times if someone's lying to you, they will actually not face you. They'll be shifted to the side a little bit. The head will be shifted. Something's going to be a little bit awkward. And I can't really say enough about the importance of the body language. So really, really keep an eye out for that. But on top of that, even more important than that, make sure you have accumulation of all of these tactics and techniques. And don't rely on just body language or just verbiage. It won't work. It really is a specialization of learning all of these. All right, and just a couple more things to hold on to as well. There will be usually no physical connecting between you and him. He usually will not touch you or anything like that when he's lying. And even bigger, he will usually not point a finger at you. All right, next, I want you to focus on how things are said to you, what people say to you. And now, this is a little bit different than verbiage and actually looking for literal verbal content. This is a little bit different. And here's a good example how it's different. A lie will take a little bit longer to think up. It's pretty obvious, but probably something you hadn't thought about. If someone's lying to you, it's going to take a little bit longer to actually conjure up that lie and make it. So look for little pauses, okay? So the style and the way things are said, little tiny pauses before lies are pretty noticeable, especially once you know it. Once you really get all of this down, you'll find yourself being able to pretty quickly tell if someone's lying to you or not. One more good example of this. If you're telling someone the truth, you're usually going to give them, especially if they ask you a question, you're going to give them a yes or no, then why. You usually, if someone says, "Did you cheat on me with my sister?" you're not going to say no and not explain why, obviously. So you're going to usually give them a yes or no and explain, like, "Oh my God, are you, no, are you kidding?" You know? So if someone's lying, they're usually going to say yes or no. Once again, think about it for a second, then give you the answer. So initially, right when you give it to them, "Did you cheat on me?" "No, I couldn't have. I was with Bob." You see, a little bit of a stutter there, a little slow. Then you have an idea they're not telling you the truth. I've already told you that when someone's lying to you, a lot of times they'll have a mechanical delivery. A lot of times they will stumble over words and have Freudian slips. But one other thing I haven't mentioned, and it's very important, is people a lot of times be monotonous as well. Not only will they look mechanical, they'll sound mechanical. And this is a fun one. People also find themselves repeating things they've already told you. Because, you know, after they run into a corner, they really have no room to budge. So they'll end up monotonously, mechanically repeating things that they've already said. Because what they're hoping, and you got to think of the mind of a liar in that instance, they're just wanting everything to be cool and to walk away. They just want no more questions asked, you know, no more heckling. They just want to get away with their lie and never have it heard of again. The last one on how something can be said, which is kind of funny, is look and notice for people the rise in their voice, okay? Like, "I'm telling you, I didn't cheat on you," would be a normal way of saying, "Look, I promise I didn't cheat on you." But, "I'm telling you, I didn't cheat on you." See how that sounds? "I'm telling you, really, I didn't cheat on you." It's like you're looking for reassurance. It's almost like you're turning it into more of a question. You know, "Hey, look, I'm telling you, I did not cheat on you, you know?" You know, you're wanting them to say yes because you're wanting to see a visual, or they are, excuse me. They're wanting to see a visual representation from you of saying, "Okay, I believe the lie." And a couple things to wrap this up. Most people that are telling the truth expect you to believe them. Okay, so this is a pretty simple one that's often overlooked. If someone is telling you a lie, they are really wanting to convince you that it is true. If someone's telling you the truth, they're usually, and depending on how big of a lie it is or how big of a truth it is, obviously, if you ask your spouse, "Are you cheating on me?" they're going to want to back it up. But if it's a smaller version of a lie, a small lie, then usually someone telling the truth will not feel the need to back it up with a 14-paragraph essay of why that could not happen. But a liar, once again, just trying to smooth everything over, make it okay, and get away with this lie, will definitely try to pull one over you by rambling on and on about why and how and promising that it's not possible. And one more thing, if you're asking someone and this is another one that's worth writing down. If you, and I do recommend, if since we're not too far into this, if you don't have a notebook handy, then definitely go get one, because it will definitely help remember. If you ask someone a question and they reply with yes or no, and some instances of why, and then just go on to another subject and quit talking about it. Depending on the question, if it's a personal question where they would most likely be curious about you as well, they are usually lying if they don't ask you the same question back. All right? No, that was a little bit wordy, but listen to me. If you ask your girlfriend, wife, how many people have you slept with? And she replies with, oh, none. Want to go to a movie? Then probably not the truth, okay? Usually a question that someone's going to be curious about, interested in, they're going to ask it back. So, you know, anything like that. You know, obviously that was a more of a joking response. But if you asked a friend, how much do you make at your job? And he said, oh, I make $300,000 a year. Yeah, I love my job. It's a good job. Anyway, so what are you doing later? Most people, if they're going to give up that kind of information, personal information, they're going to want it back. They're going to also want to know, you know, well, yeah, I make, you know, $78,000. How much do you make? You know, they're going to be curious as well. All right, in a second, I'm going to give you some actual ideas to use and basically tell you what you can do in your part, what you can do to make yourself a better lie detector and not just know that it's happening. And not just have some ideas, but have some more concrete evidence. But I want to wrap up a couple other things to look for. Look at if the guy or girl is being very sarcastic, using a lot of humor to cover what's going on. That's important. A lot of people, especially the sarcasm, if they're not a sarcastic person in general, if you know that about them, be on the lookout for them being very sarcastic and cutting up about how, no, no. Obviously, make sure that what they're saying is plausible. Make sure it's not an impossible statement, because that would be a very good sign that they're not feeding you the truth. And I'm going to close it with this one, which is fairly interesting. If he says something like, to be perfectly honest, or, you know, just it feels the need to make sure you understand that it's the truth, it could be a good sign he's not telling you the truth. You know, I would never lie about this. Listen, this is very serious to me. Most people tell the truth, and once again, feel that you should respect and know that they're telling the truth. Someone lying to you is going to obviously really have a strong need to make you believe that lie. Someone telling you the truth is not going to have such a strong need to sell you to that lie. Right, now, like I said, I'm going to tell you some things you can do and how you can pull lies out of them. So now we are, instead of being on the defensive, we're about to get offensive. And for you crazy people out there who are just wanting to lie, just reverse all of this, okay? Now, you see this a lot on movies and TV and that sort of media, but it really works wonders. If you think someone is lying to you, then ask them an innocent question that brings up the moment. And, you know, none of us are perfect beings. We've all lied. And I'm sure this has happened to you before. But think about it. And here's really a good way to lie to tech. This is where most of this came from, is lie and then realize what you're doing when you're lying. But like I said, very interesting fact. Most people, when they are asked a question about their lie that is not directly about it, get very uncomfortable. Look for red, flushing. Look for physical features like we talked about before. If you can start pinpointing by asking questions around that area and a couple other things I'm about to tell you in a minute, and then you can actually fish for it. You can actually throw the line out and look for them to do something that you think is a telltale sign. Obviously, their response to your indirect talking about, hey, so what were you doing last night? Or what'd you do last night? Their response of, well, what are you saying? If they get defensive, that's a good sign. That's a good sign they're lying if they're defensive. Most people who are not in the guilty at all in these type of situations, if you said, where were you last night? Oh, I was over at Bombs. Yeah, these people, and most normal people in a normal situation, are not going to be upset if you ask them a question. So that usually shouldn't provoke a defensive manner. Now, here's a fun one that is guaranteed to provoke the fear of God into a human. If you think they are lying to you, and we use the one we used before, you know, did you lie to me last night? If you don't give them that much of a direct question at first, like I said, that's kind of going for the gut. You want to make sure you have some more proof. Before you do something that overt, get offensive instead of defensive with them. Saying that, I mean, be on the offensive and use this kind of language pattern. What you want to do is look at them and say, isn't it amazing how people lie to people and expect not to get caught? That is one of the most uncomfortable situations you can ever put another human in. If they have done something wrong, if they have lied, and you sit there and you look at them and say, God, isn't it amazing that people think they can lie and not get caught? If someone was cheating on you, isn't it amazing people out there cheat all the time on their girlfriends and or boyfriends and think they can't get caught? I mean, it's really an amazing one, because people, even worse than getting caught in a lie, if people would just understand this, they'd be happier, is the thought that they might get caught. So staring in the face of danger like that is definitely something that'll knock someone two or three steps back. Here's an interesting one, and which technically is really lying, to fight the lie with a lie. But bring up a situation, whatever the lie is that this person has done, whether it's cheating on you. That's such an easy one. We'll go with that. Bring up a situation, a false situation, and get their advice on what they would do. Okay? Here's what I mean. Say to your spouse, you know, Betty thinks her husband's cheating on her. Do you think that could be true? What would you do in that situation? You know, you want to point towards what you think they're doing to them about your friend or your whoever, you know. You know, I think Johnny, you know, snuck past the gates to get into the baseball game. You know, what do you think about that, son? You know, how would you handle that? All right, now I'm going to teach you a little bit about using Black Mirror techniques on someone while you are questioning them to find out if they lied to you. And if you have not read up on the Black Mirror technique, that's in the main interview as well as some other sections. So make sure you do read up on that. That's very important. With Black Mirror, one of the basis is obviously matching, which this is based on the NLP mirroring technique. Black Mirror is different because in Black Ops, we actually teach, and I was taught, that you want to actually sometimes make people uncomfortable by different movements and not match them. Sometimes you want to do the exact opposite, actually. But this part is really based more on the classic NLP principles for lie detection and body movements and body language. All right, so with this mirroring technique, you would want to face the way he is faced. If he's to the side, be to the side. You want to have your shoulders in the same posturetic position that his are in. Have your head tilted the same. People, it's really interesting. People don't know unless you over-exaggerate your movements that you are mirroring them. And something about a person lying, they want to tell the truth to someone who is more like them, if that makes sense. If they see subconsciously someone has their hand in their pocket, looking at the floor with their feet turned in and one of their elbows a little bit back, then if someone else has that same posture, it's going to be easier to release the information. And this is one time when eye contact is not necessary. They probably won't be looking you in the eye. So look at the floor as well. Don't stare them down, upset right in their face. You won't get the truth that way. Give it a laid-back reaction, whatever reaction they're giving you. If they're staring you down, stare them down. An intense person is going to admit the truth to an intense person. Then the classic, this is used in so many effective areas. After you match the body language, facing them however they are looking, you're looking the same. Then, dead-on question, make sure, it's so important, they had no clue you're about to ask it, okay? This is where it's good. Make sure they have no clue you're about to ask it. Ask them dead on and stay dead silent. Okay? Key to that is silent. Whoever spooks. Whoever speaks next loses. Okay? All right, when he gets done explaining himself, after the awkward moment of silence, which is a big part of Black Ops and underground hypnosis, using awkward moments of silence to your advantage. When he does a long pause, says something, right when he gets done, you have one word to say to him, and that is it. Really. And that word speaks volumes. No matter what they've said, if it's true or not, if you give them the really test, after they have had the long pause and said their most likely lie in this situation, if you're confronting them this directly and you've already looked for indicators. When you say really, watch their emotions. Look for the previous signs, the touching of the face. Make sure he's not touching his chest, this kind of stuff. This is where people get on an emotional. And then follow up after they explain the really part. Follow up with, are you sure about this? Or are you serious? Are you totally sure about this? Give them the close. And this is even better, actually. Strike that. Let's go with a, do you have anything you need to tell me? That's really even a stronger close. Because that's the whole deal. You want to close them and get them to, totally think it's okay to tell you, or they have to get off their chest. They cannot put up with the guilt anymore. You have to crack them. You have to hack them. That's why I call a lot of the black ops stuff is brain hacking, because really it's very similar in a lot of ways to computer hacking. All right, here's another direct correspondence, an offensive way you can be on the side of truth. Make them think it's okay. It's that simple. If you can ever do this successfully, you'll win immediately. Confront someone about the lie and say, oh man. Now, obviously, let me say one thing real quick. In which a lot of people use lie detection for is their spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend cheating on them. This usually does not work in that case for obvious. But if you can say, hey, look, did you really think I was that stupid not to know you were not doing this? Did you really think I did not know you were? It's okay. Look, I know you're a good person. You got caught up hanging out with some stupid guys from work or whatever. But did you really think I was that stupid? Come on. It's okay. I would let you slide, Just don't do it again. That kind of attitude. And it's hard for people to turn down the, did you really think I was that stupid? And you can reword that how you see. But, it's kind of like, I know for a fact I'm not an idiot. Are you calling me an idiot and lying to me? Please don't do that. It's okay. I know you lied. Let's move on. But damn, don't act like I'm an idiot as well. You're just insulting my intelligence. If you can give them that kind of attitude, a lot of times they'll do it just because they think they got a free ticket out. And of course, be like, you know what? I knew you'd, you can go off and handle it from there. But that's a good one to get them to tell you the truth. All right. And the one phrase that's better than anything, okay? If you don't have the piece of paper and pen out, please go get it now because this is so golden, okay? When I first heard this, I died laughing because I was like, my God, that's perfect. The one phrase to find out magically if someone's telling you the truth, especially if you're doing a direct offensive questioning like we've been talking about, is, look, I just don't want to even talk about this right now. I'm just kind of upset. I don't even want to talk about this right now. If you can tell someone that in the brink of the heated discussion and they are lying, they will be so damn happy. They will run away. Okay, thank you. No, seriously, if you say, look, I'm just too upset to even talk about this right now. Let's just, whatever. I just don't even want to talk about it. If someone's lying, they'll say, okay, cool, and walk off because that's the last thing they want to do is talk about it. And if someone's telling the truth, they'll usually say, my God, what are you talking about? You're not going to sit here and accuse me of that and then just walk away because you're too upset. We're talking about this, I'm right. I'm truthful here. So that's one of the key points of this whole CD. So please, please write that one down. Here's another semi-classic one that really works well. The third party accuser, okay? Tell them that someone else said that they saw them do the whatever they're lying. John said he saw you with Cindy. Really, I just don't know what to say. But, he freaking saw you, And what's great about this, you can get them in two different ways. If they start backing up verbally and saying, oh, I just saw her for a second. We just happened to be walking. I hadn't seen her in a while. Then you always have, well, that's weird because John didn't really say anything, especially if they say they saw your friend or whoever you're using as a third party. I saw John when I was with Cindy. We were at the post office, something like that. Well, that's funny because, John really didn't say anything. That's a really easy, quick way to catch someone in a lie if they fall for it. All right, now this is what I call, this is more on the direct response offensive line trying to get the truth out of someone. This is the military way, okay? Sharp voice, eye contact, dead through them. Now, this is a totally different tactic to use, okay? So I'm just giving you as many options as I've been taught so you can have the same artillery and ammo to use against. The military way, standing directly in front of them, very confident, almost upset, but more reverent than anything, shoulders put up, very good posture, staring them deep in the eye, very stern voice, trying to, what I call, father it out of them. Kind of like if you were a kid and your dad looked at you like, hey, I'm cutting the BS, what's going on, tell me now. That's still a good effect. It brings down to the roots of these people when they were children and being told what to do exactly and having to do it. And that's a fairly effective maneuver. All right, and here's the leader. And it's not the leader as in a person who is a ruler. It's the leader because you're leading them. So this instance is called the leader. What you want to do is say that you've done something similar, but not give details. If it's cheating, say, you know, look, I've myself have, you know, done things I'm not really proud of. You know, so I feel good even getting this off my chest. So I can't be too mad at you if you did cheat on me with Linda. You know, I can't be too upset if you did with Tom. So the point here is they're going to be dying with curiosity to find out, for one, what you did, because they're going to be selfish. And then two, they're going to think, well, God, screw you. If you cheated on me, I'll tell you exactly who I did. And so this is a really interesting one that works fairly well. Of course, the only dangerous part with this is if you use this and then they did not cheat on you, and then you have to convince them that you really... Another one along the same lines is the, oh, hey, it's okay, we all screw up angle. You know, look, you know, I know you cheated on me, we all screw up. I know you lied to me last night, it's okay, we all screw up. Hey, I'm not perfect. You didn't marry me because you thought I was perfect. I'm not doing that to you. All right, so we've hit all the majors. I'm going to also give you guys a couple of extra things to use as artillery in these situations. One is directing the conversation, moving it in the areas you want it to go. Don't just go out and say, unless you're using one of the previous tactics, hey, you know, did you do this, you know, unless you're going with the military tactic or, you know, the father tactic or some of these ones at the beginning of this CD, you don't want to actually do that. You kind of want to lead them to it and let them talk about it, because the more buildup you do will actually give people more anxiety. It'll give you more signs. If you take a long time to build up and find out and finally get to the subject of what's going on here, it's going to screw their head more and more. You're going to see signs of them wanting to exit quicker and more, and pretty much the whole time they're going to be wanting to bail. And so it's all about how cool they play it and if they appear like that or not. But you can use all the signs earlier that we talked about. So I guess the main point is drag it out. Drag it out as long as you possibly can, because that's going to be more effective. You're going to have more idea on what these people are up to, if they're actually lying to you or not. And look for those signs. Don't be as scared to be the control person. Don't be scared to be the one who is in control. That's very important. You don't want the person who is possibly lying and not even telling the truth to be in control of the situation. So talk firm. Don't talk upset. And that's another thing. I didn't talk much about how you should act, your posture. I did talk about your posture, but how your demeanor should be. You don't need to be upset and crying and that kind of, that's very ineffective for this. If you show signs of weakness, mental weakness, by doing things like that, he or she will pretty much think she has got it. You know, they're good to go. Because a person who is mentally showing weak attributes is, in that conversation, no matter what it is, going to be the beta. And as we know, in Black Ops, the number one most important thing is to be the alpha, be the one in control. Then you can start controlling your environment. Can't control your environment without being the alpha ever. That's not just for humans, that's with every species in the world. From bees to wolves to dogs Doesn't matter. The alpha is the one controlling. And that's just a dynamic of human life, of modern society, of age-old society, of society in general. So you want to be the alpha. One very interesting way is really trying to tap into someone's subconscious. And this is a more advanced level, but it's something that is not really, with a little practice, you'll be able to do it. And it's kind of funny, but say something like, you know, I know you're telling me the truth because your eyes are blinking so fast. You know, I know you're probably lying because you keep on grabbing your left ear. After you say that, watch and see if their eyes move faster if they grab their left ear. Believe it or not, this works, especially if you're in the middle of a heated back and forth and you throw it in. Well, I know you're telling the truth because you keep on grabbing your left ear, you know, and then look for it. One of the most important things, and this is why I'm saving it for the end, is the NLP IQs, okay? When someone is thinking, they look in a direction, and there's a lot of information out there about this. I'll make sure I have some in the course as well for you. But there's six different directions someone can look. Up and to the left, down to the left. Up and to the right, down and to the right. Now, all six of those directions have a different meaning. If the person is a visual person, an audible person, and it's more complex than that, which, like I said, I'll outline for you in another session. But here's where this comes in with lie detecting, and this is so awesome. So please make sure you write this down and pay attention. When someone is thinking, they will be looking in one of their directions, whichever direction that is. All you simply do is figure out which direction they look at when they pause. Like I said, nothing to it. And when they give you the lie, when you ask them about the lie, when they give you the fact, see if they're looking in that direction or not. When you lie, you usually look in a different direction when you're thinking. You have to think more about it. It's not a cognitive, you know, response that you're expecting to do. Now, this is an interesting little test you can play on people. Tell them to come up with three things that they did today. Doesn't matter if it's walk the dog, eat breakfast, does not matter, and one lie. Okay? Tell them to mix it up and label them as 1, 2, 3, and 4. One of those is a lie, three of them are real. And do this little trick on someone after you have already figured out which direction their eye moves in. Then sit down and say, okay, tell me, what are the four things? And listen to them telling you the four things. Look for the change in the eye pattern movement. Look for when they're going in another angle than what they go for the other three. And you will find out which one's a lie. Works 90% of the time. Great party trick. Just really funny to do on anybody. Plus, it doesn't hurt because it gives you a little bit of social proof. And on top of that, kind of gives you an edge. People are a little bit more leery to lie around you. All right, we have a couple more important things to tell you before I sign off. One, look out for people, and this is an interesting one, trying to make up for their own guilty conscience. Okay, they'll do this in different ways. Some people will say, you know, I had a weekend trip for us to go out of town this weekend, you know, or if someone comes home bearing gifts and that's very unlike them and there's no reason for it. And even if they do bring gifts often, look out for extraordinarily large gifts. And there's two reasons. One, they're hoping to soften the blow if you do find out. And that's what they think they're doing. But honestly, that's not true. They're really trying to get past their own guilty conscience. Because more than anything, they don't want you to know. Yet what's interesting about the psychology behind this is if the truth was just known and they could get over it, they would feel twice as good about it. Because most people who are involved in deep embedded lies are not at peace because they're constantly scared of the truth being found out. A couple of things you can do. We are so similar type thing. And this is more on a person if you're in a sales atmosphere, someone's trying to sell you a car, a vehicle, something like that. If you noticed everything that you say, you know, what restaurants you like to eat at, places you like to go, music you like, it's, man, me too. Usually that's a person you're going to want to avoid. The overzealous, we are so much alike. And I tell you what, before Before I quit the recording, I do want to do a couple of things on sales, because that is a lot of, I've had a lot of people question me about that. How can I tell if I'm getting ripped off? How can I tell if that kind of stuff? How can I use black ops in these situations? First of all, look for the control elements that they might be doing to you. And I've mentioned before in black ops content, I've talked a little bit about something very important, which is the lead through and the follow technique. All right, what this is, and salespeople use this a lot, if someone ever walks up to you and says, hey, on a sales floor, I've got the perfect thing, you're going to love this, follow me real quick, and they turn around and walk and they don't look back, chances are they're trying to get you to follow them to whatever product to sell you on. That is somewhat of a deceitful move, in my opinion. I don't really like that. I don't like the idea of someone physically trying to move me from here to there. Now, me doing that, that's different. I don't like people to black ops me, though. So be on the lookout for that. Any kind of telltale signs that someone might be trying to pull your leg, if you get an uneasy feeling, then chances are you're probably right. One marketing principle and something you got to look out for when you are in a sales environment and you're worried about being lied to is the markdown effort, okay? What this is if someone says, man, you know, we got this right now 60% off. Well, what is that 60% off? Is it what they normally sell it for, or do they raise the price three times as much to knock it off 60%? So you have to be careful with people not even lying to you in sales and business situations, but which can sometimes be worse, exaggerating them or implying, you know, maybe not outright, but being deceitful. People in sales a lot of times will try to get commitments out of you. Will you do one thing for me? Will you do this? Will you do this? Can you help me by doing this? Remember, if you were in the product buying side of the sale, you have no reason, no loyalty, no reason to do anything for anyone. You were a customer there to buy a product. Just a couple tips that have to do with lie detecting that I found have really helped me out a lot. Never commit yourself to anyone in a sales position. I just want to follow this up real quick with the psychology of lying. And if you're interested in this, drop me an email at tsreports@gmail.com. That's tsreports@gmail.com. In the subject, put lying. And drop me an email about this, because I'm looking at doing a more comprehensive course, which would be a free add-on to the Underground Hypnosis course that focuses on the backdrop of a liar, the background of a liar, and advanced lying detection tactics. And the reason is there's so much psychology behind not only how do we find out if they're lying, but how do we set up a situation where lying is not possible. You know, and there's so many branches of this. I mean, it's really something you could talk about for hours on end. And it's just really interesting once you figure out not only why you need to notice if someone's touching their chest, but why they touch their chest. You know, so the psychology behind this, like I said, is probably another hour-long CD. But anyway, interesting content. I love this stuff. It brings on a lot of Black Ops information. It really coincides with a lot of what I learned in the underground. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. Please drop me some questions or comments.